We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herbs exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, James Perloff, and we're going to be talking about his book, Truth is a Lone Warrior. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
You pick up the story, and it's a fascinating book. Many years ago, certainly, why James wrote a wonderful book, Shadows of Power, going into the invisible forces that rule the world. Now this is updating the book 25 years later. There really is a small group out there, ladies and gentlemen. They run our country. They dominate most of the rest of the world. Not all of it. Certainly there are other factors out there. They're moving us towards a war in the Middle East, and millions of people are going to die in that war, but that's all right. They have a population control agenda. They really want to limit the population of the world dramatically. We're dealing with people who worship a different God. And in fact, James, in the foreword to his book, says that he wanted really to call the book a site that something to the effect Satan is alive and well. And people said, no, nobody will buy the book. So he gave the title, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. But it's a wonderful book. We carry it. We think it's vitally important that you get the book and read it, because it goes into the forces that really run the world today and have a terrible, terrible plan for you and your family. You pick up the story.
Well, you're right, Dr. Stan. I wrote a book 25 years ago called The Shadows of Power, which is one of the pioneering books on conspiracy. And back in those days, of course, you know, we didn't have the Internet to do research on, but the book did sell very well. And people for a long time, when I give PowerPoint talks, have asked me, when are you going to update that book, The Shadows of Power? So this book is the update. But I should say that its focus is much broader. That book was particularly focused on the Council on Foreign Relations and how it has dominated the presidential cabinets of administrations, really starting since its founding in 1921. But this book goes beyond that to look at the entire network of which the Council on Foreign Relations is only a part of. You might call it the American Foreign Policy Branch of the Illuminati, but it is not the center of this whole satanic conspiracy that is driving us towards world government.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't we go ahead and pick up? I think we've gone through the first chapter or so. And so you pick up and just to take us through the book step by step.
Yes, absolutely. I tried to make this a book that would be something you could give to someone who says, oh, pshaw, those are just conspiracy theories. Because, you know, if you just give people one part of the whole picture, very hard for them to believe it. They want to know, well, why would our government do something to us on 9/11? We elect our government. We're the boss. We elected them, right? You have to show them who's really controlling the government behind the scenes, and then they want to know why they haven't heard about this. You've got to show who's controlling the media. So this is designed to be something that peels off all the lies that have been told over the years. So we talk in the first chapter about various wars and the contrived circumstances that were used to bring us into them, the sinking of the Maine and the Spanish-American War of 1898, the contrived sinking of the Lusitania, which brought us into World War One, Washington's foreknowledge of Pearl Harbor. We have Pearl Harbor Day coming up next month, of course. The Tonkin Gulf incident, when a non-existent attack on U.S. destroyers occurred on August 4, 1964, which produced the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, bringing us into that war at the cost of 50,000 American lives. We'll get back up to the Korean War for a minute, where our own invitation to Stalin to take over North Korea set up the Korean War. There's no need to bring Stalin into the Pacific. He did nothing to win the World War II against the Japanese. Or bring it up to the Iraq War. We're supposed to be looking for weapons of mass destruction. They're never there. That war lasted for 12 years. So that's just the first chapter of the book. Then we look at the forces behind all this. We talk about the establishment here in America tied to Wall Street that pre-selects our presidential candidates, both Republican and Democrat, and the Council on Foreign Relations and how it dominates cabinets. Then we tie it into Wall Street and look at the Federal Reserve, how it's inflated our currency, how it's controlled the direction of the stock market, and ripped off really the middle class. And that's why our money, which was stable for the first 250 years, basically stable, going back to the days of the Pilgrims, started to lose its value permanently, beginning with the creation of the Fed in 1913. That's just the first three chapters. Then we talk about ways in which these guys have run America, the Marshall Plan, the creating the UN. Then we have a chapter on Vietnam because that war had such impact on our culture, I felt it deserved a chapter on its own. Then we talk about the plan today and how they're planning to create regional bodies like the European Union and how they plan to turn the NAFTA into a North American Union and then gradually consolidate these regional bodies into a world government. And we talk about world government, why that's tyrannical and what the biblical implications of that are. And then we talk about the media in Chapter 7, how it's controlled. Chapter 8, we talk about various means of use to take down nations through, you know, revolution, immigration, a change of the political process to fragmentize nations, severing countries in Europe from their colonies and so forth. In Chapter 9, we talk about the alliance between Wall Street and Marxism, how it secretly funded revolutions behind the scene. Chapter 10, we talk about the international control structure. It's not just the Council on Foreign Relations. We talk about how they interlock with foreign bodies, foreign groups through the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Committee of 300, Bohemian Grove, the Illuminati. In Chapter 11, we talk about the role of Freemasonry, not to impute its sinister things to the majority of Freemasons in America today, but to show its role in the past in creating revolutions. Chapter 12, we talk about how environmentalism has been used as a pretext for global control of our activities. Chapter 13 is on Zionism and the creation of the State of Israel, which I believe is the foundation for the throne of the Antichrist, which they're trying to bring about. Chapter 14 is about 9/11, all the holes in the government's explanation of that. Chapter 15, we talk about the Iraq War. Chapter 16, control of the arts. Chapter 17 is the war on faith. Now, ecumenism is designed to consolidate religions, to bring religions under consolidated control, just as they want to consolidate nations and consolidate corporations through mergers. Chapter 18 is about the protocols of learned elders of Zion, how much of it has come true. Chapter 19 is about cyber tyranny, how we're being spied on through the Internet. And Chapter 20 is mostly about vaccines and what you need to know about them and why they're not the healthy things that we've been told. Chapter 21 is about weather control. We also have appendices on the myths of free trade, George Orwell's book 1984, how it's come true, and other subjects that I hope will be of interest to your listeners. So that's a lot.
A lot of information, but it's great information. It's reliable information. And James has done a great job in putting this together. Well, we start out certainly with the Chapter 1. And why don't you just briefly, let's talk about what Chapter 1 you covered.
Again, that's dealing with wars. You know, it's amazing how often the American people are deceived into fighting wars. In the Spanish-American War of 1898, The yellow press, led by William Randolph Hearst, was telling fabricated atrocity stories about how the Spanish were committed atrocities in Cuba. But I think we've got a break coming on.
We do. We'll be back in a moment with James Perloff, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
About how the wars have been created, how they're contrived, how this American War was contrived. And if you read James' book, you'll find the First World War was contrived, the Second World War was contrived. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris, we American corporations built the weapons for the Nazis. The American banks financed the Nazis before, during, and after the war. We helped the Nazis escape to South America. The average American has no idea. I said, yeah, we contrived the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and First Gulf War, Second Gulf War, and now my fear is for another war is upon us. No, I mean, everybody's so concerned about Iran getting the nuclear weapons. Nobody's concerned the fact that the Saudi Arabia is suddenly going to be getting nuclear weapons. Why isn't anybody concerned that Saudi Arabia is going to get nuclear weapons from Pakistan? Have you read one article condemning that? The whole area of the Middle East is being set up for a massive nuclear war, and it's going to affect us directly in one way or another. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're living in perilous times, and the average American has no concept of what's going on. James, you pick up the story.
Well, I should probably just mention, too, explanation of my book, people may wonder, well, what is this about 2,000 pages long? It's about 300 pages long, but it's concise. And again, it's designed to be something that can give people in a short space a pretty full picture of what's going on. But to continue with the wars, we're talking about the Spanish-American War as the break came up. They were claiming that the Spanish, who had a colony in Cuba, Cuba had become the world's wealthiest colony by the 19th century, as the world's largest sugar producer, and its sugar was called white gold, and there were interests here in America that wanted to get control of that sugar. So the newspapers started saying that the Spaniards were throwing the Cubans to sharks, and they were roasting the Cuban priest, and the Americans were outraged. And for the first time, they were prompted to not fight for national self-defense, but to go fight for some other people. And, of course, it was the blowing up of the Maine that brought us completely into the war. The battle cry was, remember the Maine. Well, nobody's ever proved that the Spanish had anything to do with that. And as a matter of fact, look at the internal documents of Spain shows that the last thing they wanted was a war against the United States. They had a wooden navy, basically. Well, we had a steel navy, and they just couldn't compete. The last thing, Cuba was 4,000 miles from Spain, only 90 miles from the Florida coast. A very hard war for them to fight. They didn't want to fight that war. They certainly wouldn't have blown up the Maine. But after the war, and they were forced to leave, we seized the Philippines from them, of course, and Guam, and And then the National City Bank, which had loaned the United States government $200 million to fight the war, then took over the Cuban sugar industry, by and large. Well, they take it up to World War One. You've got the sinking of the Lusitania, which was a British passenger ship on its way from America to England. And that, at that time, England was fighting World War One with Germany, but we had not entered the war yet. But when that ship was torpedoed with American passengers on board, we were told the Germans sank it simply to kill innocent women and children. That's not the case. They sank it because their spies in New York Harbor seemed to be loading munitions on board, gun cotton and shrapnel shells and millions of rifle cartridges. And the ship went down just 18 minutes after one torpedo hit. It had a massive explosion, probably because munitions were detonating. But the American people were never told that. They were never told munitions were on board. You take it up to World War II. We should have a show on Pearl Harbor. It's Pearl Harbor Day coming up next month, Dr. Stan. But of course, the United States government in Washington had full foreknowledge of the Pearl Harbor attack. They knew through decoded, we'd cracked a diplomatic code called Purple, and we knew from those messages that their spies in Honolulu were sending the exact locations of our ships in Pearl Harbor to Tokyo, and that war was imminent. We even translated the intercept of their declaration of war before it was presented to Secretary of State Cordell Hull. On top of that, President Roosevelt received numerous personal warnings from Joseph Grew, our ambassador to Japan, of the Pearl Harbor attack, from J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI. Brigadier General Elliot Thorpe was in Java, where the Dutch had also learned of the Pearl Harbor attack. He warned Washington, but none of this was conveyed to our commanders in Pearl Harbor, Admiral Kimmel, the Pacific Fleet commander, or General Walter C. Short, the Army commander. They were made the scapegoats, and still, in the eyes of many people, are the scapegoats of the Pearl Harbor attack. Bring up to the Korean War, a completely avoidable war, as we were saying. During World War II, Stalin and the Soviet Union had a non-aggression pact with Japan. We fought the Japanese. At the last second, Stalin comes in 5 days before Japan surrendered. The atom bomb has already been dropped on Hiroshima. And 5 days before the Japanese surrendered, they came into China at our request. And as a reward for that, Stalin has given control of North Korea. Well, if we hadn't done that, we hadn't made that foreign policy decision to invite him in, and we provided his army with all the supplies for that, by the way, for his Far Eastern Army, then there never would have been a Korean War, and 50,000 GIs' lives could have been saved. There never would have been a North Korean dictatorship, and 1 million Koreans would not have died in the Korean War. So we take it up to Vietnam, and again, we're talking about the fact that the Tonkin Gulf incident did not happen. In my book, Truth of the Lonely Warrior, I quote from the memoirs of Admiral James Stockdale, recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, who was a pilot in the Tonkin Gulf at the time of the attack. He overflew the scene of the alleged attack for 90 minutes and reports in his book that there were absolutely no Vietnamese torpedo boats anywhere in the area. It was a contrived event. And then you bring it up to the Iraq War, and we were told by President Bush, and of course you recall that Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, went before the UN and testified he had absolute proof from intelligence that there were weapons of mass destruction during an immediate threat to the United States. People have forgotten this, you know. We weren't told we were going to war to create democracy for the Iraqi people. We were told we were going there to remove weapons of mass destruction. Those weapons were never found. When you look at that, that's six wars and six false pretexts. And that's when you see this pattern, that's when you begin to understand that this is not accident, this is not blunder, but there is a force controlling our foreign policy and driving us down the tubes for the course of more than a century. That's chapter one.
I fear you're right, and of course the same thing is happening now as they're preparing to get us into a war in the Middle East. And where's the outcry from our political leaders? Well, I mean, basically, we're not even talking about what's going on over there. We hear a little bit about it here, there, and elsewhere, but we're much more concerned about the football season, much more concerned about Obamacare. We're talking about a war where millions of people could die. And basically, and now Saudi Arabia is getting nuclear weapons. Certainly, I believe Iran already has nuclear weapons. Why would we believe what we're being told? The United States was able to create enriched uranium in 3 years, the vision for several nuclear bombs, 3 years during World War II. Iran, with all these centrifuges, they've been working at this for 15 years, and you mean to tell me they don't have a sufficient enriched uranium, but they may have it in a week or two? This is all garbage. They've had the weapons. I was told years ago they had the weapons. We interviewed John Kirk who has strong ties to intelligence, and he will tell you they may very well have already have the nuclear weapons. Why isn't anybody telling us these things? They're setting us up for another war. Do you sense that we're moving towards a war in the Middle East, James?
Well, let's just look at the pattern. I mean, it's been one country after another, Afghanistan, and then Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and then you see Mubarak coming down. You know, I saw this pattern myself. I wrote about it for the New American Magazine, but 1979, we took down the Shah, who was very pro-Western. He was anti-Soviet. He provided Israel with oil. He had religious tolerance in Iran at that time. But when he started to move towards nationalizing the oil industry in Iran, we took him down. We created the scenario now where the Ayatollahs took over from him, and we cited him for human rights abuses, and we said that's why he had to come down. But, you know, during his 38 years that he ruled Iran, less people died under him than died under the first year under Ayatollah Khomeini. But you never heard about that. Again, you don't hear about this stuff unless you listen to shows like yours, Dr. Stan. We have to get out of the box of CNN and the New York Times, who are controlled by the same multinational interests that control the big corporations and the Federal Reserve and the executive branch of the government. We have to get away from those news boxes and their rote recitations to support the government story and start looking at what the truth is.
You're absolutely right. We need an independent press. Fortunately, we do have the Internet. We have alternative radio, where at least you can, if you get the right programs, get some information. But Rush Limbaugh is never going to tell you the truth. He'd lose his job at $50 million a year, and the same is true for all the other communicasters. They know what's going on, but they don't dare tell you, because that would be the end of their career. That's what happened to Glenn Beck. That's why they fired him from Fox, because he dared to quote from David Rockefeller's memoirs, where David Rockefeller on 405 talked about the secret cabal he belongs to, the secret cabal that runs the world. And working against the best interests of the United States, those are his words, not mine. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. The book, James's book, Truth is the Lonely Warrior. We do carry the book. We think it's important. But how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to get in touch with you and have questions or other information they'd like to get to you?
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, when I was in the middle of fighting stage 4 cancer, I had a website. It was taken down by criminal activity. But I have now arranged to create a new website. I hope to have it up soon. It'll be called jamesperloff.com. In the meantime, people could email me at bookrefuge. That's the word book and the word refuge at AOL.com.
Okay, fine. Well, if you have a question, 877-254. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. But let's get on to Chapter 2. What does Chapter 2 of the book deal with?
Well, Chapter 2 is kind of picking up from the Shadow of the Power. We talk about the American establishment. And, you know, we have this illusion that because we vote, that therefore the presidents we have are always the choice of the people. But if you go back to 1937, there was a great book by Ferdinand Lundberg, who was a maverick writer for the Wall Street Journal. And he documented at that time, in this book called America's 60 Families, that the same families were controlling the media and controlling the Democratic and Republican parties. And he demonstrated in that book how they handpick Woodrow Wilson for the Democrats, and how they handpick people like Warren G. Harding for the Republicans before people ever got to vote. And that continues to this day. I give an example in the book of Jimmy Carter. Now, Jimmy Carter was elected president in 1976, but 7 months before the Democratic nominating convention in 76, only 4% of registered Democrats favored Jimmy Carter for president. So how did he get to the top so fast? Well, here's how it happened. He had a dinner with David Rockefeller at Rockefeller's Terrytown, New York estate, and all of a sudden, his career just takes off. All of a sudden, he's featured 3 times on the cover of Time magazine, and Time, their cover artists were told to make him look as much as possible like John F. Kennedy. Newsweek has him on its cover twice. The Wall Street Journal ran an editorial saying he was the best presidential candidate of all the Democratic nominees. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times began a series of puff pieces on him, promoting him. And so he got all this favorable media coverage, and guess what? When the nominating convention comes around, he gets the nomination. But was that because Democrats independently decided that Jimmy Carter was their man, or was it because he was picked in a high place and then promoted and sold to the public? Of course, it was the latter, and unfortunately, this has been true for most of our presidential candidates of the major parties for the past century. So we have this illusion that power belongs to the people, but in fact, it's the banks and the multinationals in America's, as Ferdinand Lundberg called America's 60, who are picking the candidates in advance. And then their cabinets, of course, whether Republican, Democrat, come from the Council on Foreign Relations, which has, since its inception in 1921, had as a goal world government, which involves subverting national sovereignty, which is why you see us getting into these trade alliances and NAFTA and so forth. So that's the picture of Chapter 2.
All right, let me just point out right now, we have 50 governors. Well, who's the governor we hear most about? His name is Christie. He is being selected by the establishment to be run as the Republican candidate for president in 2016. And, of course, he is the most liberal of all the Republican governors. He ought to be a Democrat, but they picked him. He's going to be running. Probably there'll be others. Maybe he wouldn't make it, but they're putting him forward to see if they can sell him to the American people. And night after night after night, we hear about Governor Christie of New Jersey. It's how they select our candidates for it. We go to the polls not to vote for the candidate of our choice for president, but the candidate of their choice. They picked John McCain to be the Republican candidate for the presidency because he was the most liberal Republican senator in the United States Senate. He ought to be a Democrat. So you're running one liberal against another liberal, and American people can vote for the candidate of their choice. Well, telephone number is 877-254-75.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, James Perloff, and Avaice Weaver talking about his book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, a subtitle, Unmasking the Forces Behind Global Destruction. And certainly on the back of the book, James makes this remark, since its 1921 founding, what small organization has produced 21 secretaries of defense, 19 secretaries of the Treasury, 18 secretaries of the State, and 16 CIA directors. And of course, the organization is the Council on Foreign Relations, and now, of course, their front, the Trilateral Commission. But basically, these people control both political parties. I said that's where John Kerry came from. John Kerry came from the Council on Foreign Relations, as do almost all of the secretaries of State, secretaries of the Treasury, directors of the CIA. I mean, these are the people who run our country, and you go to the poll every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice. Go right ahead, James. And, of course, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question, 1-877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
Irving from Denver.
You have a question for our guest?
Yes. A book came out around 1978 or 9 called The Balance of Power. And it was talking about the 1890s when Gulf, Geddes, and the Rockefellers went into the Arabian Peninsula and gave peasants the firepower to take down the royal families of Egypt and Arabia.
I don't know the book, do you, James?
I don't know, but I do know that the Illuminati have been anti-royalist for years. I know that the Grand Orient Freemasons, for example, which certainly link back to the Rockefellers here, you know, Nelson Aldrich, who introduced the Rockefellers Federal Reserve System, was a 33rd degree Mason, but they were behind the revolutions that brought down the King of Portugal in 1910, the Young Turk Revolution that brought down the Sultan there. Of course, they were behind the French Revolution, and this is part of the Illuminati plan that John Robison documented in his 1798 book, Proofs of Conspiracy Against All the Governments of Europe. We saw that all the governments of Europe did come down and have now been merged into the European Union. I'm not quite sure about that one in Egypt, but it certainly sounds like it's part of the pattern.
Well, when I punch in the balance of power, all of that comes up, what you just said. And it's kind of hard to focus back on the book. I really can't find anything on the book that talks specifically to Egypt and Arabia.
Well, I'd like to look that up because they certainly have been playing a game. To them, it's almost like a board game where they knock out various world leaders. We talked before about taking down the Shah. One reason why they go after these monarchies. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just clearing my throat, but I did want to say something about the Gladstone's writings or diaries. When you read books like yours, it's good to have a good copy of all those manifests and writings that he penned back in the 1800s.
Yep, well,
absolutely. That's how we learn about these things, is from the writings of the past, especially some of the people who have talked about what's been happening from behind the scenes. But absolutely, one reason they have opposed the monarchies, and again, I'm not sure about Egypt's royal family, but monarchies tend to unite nations. People tend to rally around a king, but once you replace a king with a democracy, then I think I've got an echo of my voice coming here. When you want to establish a democracy, it tends to divide the nation. You split it into different parties. That's what we did in Vietnam, by the way. We forced the emperor Bao Dai to step down. When Bao Dai stepped down with Ngo Dinh Diem in Vietnam, in democracy, Vietnam became divided. Had we left him in power, he said he could have easily defeated the communists because the people would have rallied around their sovereign. That's one reason why they've gone after these royal families over the years, because kings and monarchs do represent a form of national sovereignty that people will unite behind, and getting rid of them was essential to absorbing, weakening these countries and then bringing them into world governments.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Oh, no, it's just a shell game with the truth. And I'd like to know, who was that you mentioned when you were talking about the controlling the media in Chapter 2, that book you mentioned?
Well, the book is called Truth is a Lonely Warrior, but it's the same people.
No, one of his chapters, he talked about the media, the four families.
This is a great book I would recommend. It's Ferdinand Lundberg's America's 60 Families. He also wrote that was 1937. In 1960s, he wrote a book called The Rich and the Super Rich, but I really recommend America's 60 Families. He does document in a chapter all the newspapers that the Morgans and the Rockefellers and the DuPonts and so forth were in control of, leaving very little that was not under their control. And that's why the American people back then could not get a handle on the truth. But if the American 60 Families, unfortunately, it's not in reprint. I had to get mine as a used library copy, but you can find used copies on Amazon.
Well, and that was Ferdinand what?
We do carry an excellent book. It's called The New Media Monopoly by Ben Bagdishian.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks for calling in. And
thank you.
The New Media Monopoly, written in 2004, simply goes into the fact that now basically six major corporations control 90% of the media in America. That is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, Comcast that now controls NBC. They have 800 radio stations in addition to NBC. And then, of course, Rupert Murdoch controls Fox, the London Times, the Wall Street Journal. Right down the line, they can largely control, the major publishers. They control what the American people think and believe. So go right ahead, James. What will we talk about next?
Well, that is Chapter 7 of my book, Truth of the Lonely Warrior, on the media. But why don't we talk a little about the next chapter after we talk about how the cartel and the – well, actually, why don't we talk about the Federal Reserve? That's actually next after Chapter 2,
important.
The powers that be. Most people don't realize that there was zero net inflation in this country from the days of the Pilgrims till the early 20th century. And I have a graph from a professor at Oregon State that demonstrates that in my book. There were times of inflation, especially during wars like the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Civil War. The American government would print money, paper money, and that would devalue the currency and prices would rise. But if you look at the graph, you find that prices always went back to the normal value once the war was over. It wasn't until you get the Fed in 1913 and all of a sudden prices just start skyrocketing. You look at the graph and the dollar has lost well over 95% of its value since the Fed was created. Well, why is that? Because the Fed is empowered to create money from nothing. We have a very expensive government, as our listeners know. Our federal deficit in 2009, 10, 11, and 12 was over $1 trillion each year, which means that each day the government was spending about $3 billion more than it took in. Now, how does it get money in? Well, through taxes and the sale of bonds, but bonds are a lousy way to fund the government because you got to repay it later with interest. But they always managed to meet their obligations, notwithstanding the recent government shutdown. They still pay Social Security recipients and Medicaid recipients and defense contractor. How do they do it? Well, the Fed creates the money from nothing. What they do is they go to the Fed, and the Fed will simply write out a check to buy U.S. government bonds that could not have been otherwise sold.
Hang on there, James. We'll be back in just a moment with James Perloff, his book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Get it and beat it.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, and sacrifice, and their courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder from Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans, proud to honor our veterans and all our men and women in uniform.
Johnson Box Company says cancer is a silent killer. Early detection is important towards the prevention and treatment. Be sure to educate yourself and your family of the danger. And if you or a loved one is dealing with cancer diagnosis, explore your options. This important reminder is a tribute to Vi Nelson, a 7-year survivor at Johnson Box Company at 5203 Federal Boulevard in Denver. Serving Denver since 1952, call 303-477-0909, where Roxanne and the staff say let's not forget all the area's mothers standing strong in the fight for the cure.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, James Perloff, his book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We've only been carrying it for a matter of about 6 weeks. Somebody wrote in just as ordered 5 copies of it after having read it, and somebody else wrote in and ordered another 3 copies. So we're having a hard time keeping the book in stock. It's an excellent book written by a man who's dedicated his life to getting the information out. Ladies and gentlemen, you better understand what's going on. The Federal Reserve has created a totally irrelevant currency. The only reason it has any value is people think it has value. They're going to destroy the value of your currency, and with that, destroy the life savings of the vast majority of the people listening to this program. If you have your money in bonds or in stocks or in a pension fund or in annuities or in the bank and a savings account, they can wipe it out literally overnight. Simply by the inflation that's coming, they've already destroyed over 96% of the dollar that existed in 1913, and they're going to destroy the rest of it and end up impoverishing the vast majority of the American people and then take us into a global currency. At least that's my interpretation. What are your thoughts on it, James?
Well, absolutely. They want to consolidate everything. They want currencies consolidated into an international currency, just as Europe has consolidated its currencies partway into the euro, right? And they want all religions consolidated into one ecumenical religion and all governments consolidated into a world government. And you see the same process happening on Wall Street as these corporate mergers where the Warburg's Manhattan Bank merged with the Rockefeller's Chase Bank to become Chase Manhattan, and then Chase Manhattan merged with J.P. Morgan to become J.P. Morgan Chase. Everything is being consolidated, and that's the way to control things, is to consolidate them. But the Federal Reserve, in my book, I talk about what prices were like in 1962. Now, tuition at Harvard that year was $1,500, and the average cost of a home was $12,500, and a postage stamp was 4 cents, and a candy bar was a nickel. It's the Federal Reserve creating this money out of nothing that funds wars. You notice that George Bush fought the Iraq War without raising taxes. How do you fight a war that costs trillions of dollars? We create the money from nothing, but that inflates the currency. So some of this inflation has been passed on to other countries because they use the U.S. dollar as their currency to buy oil. But nonetheless, you've seen a skyrocketing price of gasoline and housing prices and the cost of college tuition, your taxes, everything is soaring. The government, by the way, has been understating the rate of inflation through the CPI. New American Magazine documented a few years ago how many times the CPI has been tweaked. You know, they took out the cost of buying a house. They took out the cost of food. They took out the cost of energy. So that the things that really count the most are not reflected in the CPI. So that enables them to cheat Social Security recipients out of what they need to get to keep up with inflation. They give them a 1.7% increase when the inflation is hovering much closer to a double-digit number. But the Federal Reserve, a lot of people don't know, was created privately at a secret meeting on Jekyll Island in 1910 by the wealthiest bankers in America. It included the Rockefeller interests, represented by Senator Nelson Aldrich, who was the maternal grandfather of Nelson Rockefeller. He was a senator who actually brought the original legislation forward in Congress. You also had Frank Vanderlip of National City Bank, run by the Rockefellers, was at that meeting. He got that job after he negotiated that $200 million loan from National City to finance the Spanish-American War. He had three members of the J.P. Morgan interest there, including Benjamin Strong, who was later made head of the New York Fed. And, of course, the man who ran the meeting at Jekyll Island was Paul Warburg, who was there representing the European Rothschild interest, who had already perfected the system of central banks in Europe. But none of this was reported to the American people because these guys controlled the press. You know, there were a few people in Congress who stood up, like Charles Lindbergh Sr., the congressman who opposed it, said this is going to create endless inflation. They're going to control the stock market. And that's what they did. You know, when you run the Fed, you also run the stock market because, as everybody knows, when you control interest rates, stocks bounce up and down based on the direction of interest rates. But when you control those rates, you, meaning the Morgans, the Rockefellers, what they used to call the money trust, already knew where to be in the market. You knew to be out of the market before the crash of 29, whereas millions of small investors were wiped out. Well, that's a very small nutshell of a very big picture, which I try to paint in Chapter 3 of my book.
And, you know, if you or I were to invest in the stock market on advanced knowledge that we got, why we could go to prison. However, if you're a member of Congress and you know what's going on, you go to all these sessions, all these meetings, and you know what's going on and what's going to happen to the price of stock, why there's no law that says Congress can't take advantage of their advanced information, and they do, and they make fabulous sums of money, and that's perfectly all right for Congress to do it, but if you or I were to do it, why, we'd go to prison, because of course we had insider information. That's the way the system really works. We have some of the finest congressmen in Washington, D.C. today that money can buy. It's time to take America back. Go ahead, James. What can we do about the Fed? How can we get back to an honest monetary system? Because this one's about to be destroyed, and the vast majority of people out there in the listening audience are going to be impoverished before this is over.
I don't know of any easy fix, but I do know that the beginning is with knowledge. And, of course, Congressman Ron Paul has been at the forefront of not only to abolish the Fed, but at least to get it audited. And there was, by the way, a limited audit of the Fed performed by the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, in 2011, which showed that between 2007 and 2010, the Fed handed out $16 trillion, not billion, but $16 trillion in financial assistance to some of the largest banks in corporation in the world. Morgan Stanley got $2.04 trillion, not billion, $2.04 trillion. You can read the account online, the GAO's report. Now, these were actually technically not gifts. They were 0% interest loans. How'd you like to get a 0% interest loan from your bank? They can get it from the Fed. You can't. Most of that money has not been paid back. But this is an example of how the Fed privately and secretly is used as a source for funding these private, rich groups, international corporations and banks and individuals, while the rest of us, good luck in getting $100, you know. And like you said about going to jail, you know, the Fed can create money from nothing, write a check with no assets to back it up to pay the federal deficit. But if you or I tried to write a check with no assets to back it up, guess what? We go to jail. That's the way the system works.
Well, I guess it's James Perloff. We're just about out of time, but his book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, will give you tremendous insight into exactly what's going on. And you better start making your preparations. You better start figuring out what you're going to do with your finances. Get them into things of intrinsic value, because, of course, paper money is going to be destroyed. It's not a matter of if, but when. They can literally do it overnight and cover it. James, God bless you. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and let me suggest, if you haven't read certainly my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. And we also are certainly featuring James Perloff's book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, because he writes about many of the same things. His book is much longer than mine. Certainly mine is a little over 100 pages, and his is over 300 pages, but very, very well done. Truth is a Lonely Warrior. You can get the books by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, trying to educate the American people as to what's going on, and hopefully at least some of them will prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead, because we are moving into a crisis situation. I'm firmly convinced it's only a matter of not if, but when the war comes in the Middle East. I don't know who's going to be involved. I don't know how it's going to line up. I'm not certain it's going to involve the nuclear weapons, but I fear that it will. I fear that Iran already has nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia probably already has them. If not, they'll have them very soon. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. China and Russia have nuclear weapons. And basically, of course, everything is set up today. And if anybody uses nuclear weapons, God save us all. Well, then, of course, we do hope many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out 5 hours a day all across America, indeed all across the world, but with a very, very similar message, that there's a small group of people who worship Satan, who control certainly the reins of power in America. They control certainly the corporations, the six major banking industries that we have that control 90% of our, I should say about 60%, of the wealth of this country. There's six major banks that control 60% of the wealth. That's Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. I go off on the Internet, look it up. They control about 60% of all the financial assets in America. Six banks do. And what are we doing? We're subsidizing them. We're doing everything we can to get them speculating in the stock market, and of course they're too big to fail. If they have a problem, we'll do what they did in 2008. We'll simply bail them out to the tune of trillions of dollars. We're not talking about things imaginary. We're talking about things very, very real. We're centralizing wealth in the hands of a very few people. But what people don't understand is they tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, and the loyalty is not to America, but to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. Which is why Christians, certainly in Afghanistan and